The city of Brantford has been celebrating June as its annual bike month. And last week, actually June 13th to the 17th, was Bike to School Week for participating schools. So here to talk to me about the initiative is David Ferguson, Manager of Traffic Services for Brantford. So thanks for taking some time to talk to me this morning, David.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I just wanted to start by asking, what has been the city's goal with these initiatives?
The big part here is to promote active transportation, and active transportation comes in different modes. But obviously, with June being bike month, we want to encourage people to get out on their bikes. And we have set up a number of initiatives over the month of June, and Bike Week was just one of those initiatives.
And I saw that there was a lot of opportunities, not only for just kids being rewarded for riding their bikes to school. There was also a community scavenger hunt going on where people were being asked to locate and take a picture in a specific place. So I was just wondering if there are any other things going on to promote Bike Month.
Yeah, the scavenger hunt is carrying on throughout the entire month of June. Participants can ride to various locations. They'll scan the barcode, and they'll be entered into a draw for a prize at the end of the month. And there's more information on our webpage through the city of Brantford if you look up active transportation. We also have events, community neighborhood rides that are taking place in various neighborhoods. And I would encourage people to reach out to their local neighborhood association. They can get some more information on there, as well as looking at our online platform.
And what are some of the benefits that the city is hoping to accomplish with these events?
Well, the Bike to School Week obviously encourages kids to be active, especially coming off of COVID. It's been a hard couple of years and kids haven't been as active. So, it's a program that's well supported by Brant County Health Unit to promote activity with young children and getting them to walk or ride to school. It was great over the week. Not only were the kids riding, but we saw a lot of parents also out riding and riding their bikes. It also eliminates having vehicles around schools. It reduces that congestion that we often see. So really, we want to show that there's other platforms available to transportation other than just a vehicle, and obviously supporting healthy lifestyle and just health in general.
And have you found that that's an area where the city sort of has to improve in, I guess, and give residents more motivation to get out in the community?
Yeah, I think what we're finding is not only in Brantford, but through all the municipalities across the country, they're really promoting, healthy living, healthy lifestyles, and identifying other forms of transportation. Obviously, it's not just about health, but also, commuting to work and things like that, especially with, things that are going on with our economy these days and with gas prices. Other forms of transportation are important and a need for residents.
So could you see this maybe expanding into like a workplace, take your bike to work kind of event going on in the future?
Yeah, definitely. I know that's something that some municipalities do have, Bike to Work Week. They run those types of programs. All the municipalities in, or at least a lot of municipalities in Ontario, are having various programs throughout the month of June. I do know that some municipalities do have a Bike to Work program. So that's definitely something we'll be looking at. After this month, staff will sit down and sort of debrief how the month went and the programs went and how we can expand on the program going forward.
And so you sort of talked about it, but how can city residents really get involved to really push this initiative over the top and get some buzz going surrounding it?
Yeah, I think the big thing is just being active, getting out in the community, working with the local neighborhood associations, connect with the traffic services group if they have any ideas. We are also going to be doing this month, we're working on our active transportation master plan. So there will be a survey coming out on Let's Talk Brantford to allow the residents to provide input on what they'd like to see in the program going forward, locations where they feel that bike lanes are needed or some type of cycling infrastructure. We're also doing a review right now on our trails system. We're doing a trail safety audit and looking how we can connect the trails to our future and existing cycling infrastructure.
And how did Bike to School Week go last week? Did you find that there was a lot of participants taking part?
Yeah, it was outstanding. So we had a total of 9 schools that participated, and we did sort of a pre-count. On average, there was 5 to 7 trips per day with the schools, which equated to about 300, just over 300 trips per week. And then last week with the event, we were averaging about 50 trips per day, which turned into over 2,000 trips for the entire week. So it was a great little program. The kids were excited when they were showing up to the schools to see what types of prizes they were going to get each day, and hopefully they'll continue to ride their bikes to school.
So I'm guessing the number of participants met the city's expectations then.
Yeah, I would personally say it exceeded our expectations. It was great to see so many kids out, and like I said, also seeing parents out and about on their bikes and walking.
And do you think that this is going to be an ongoing initiative that's going to be held annually, I guess?
I believe so. I mean, it is active transportation is identified in our Vision Zero Road Safety Action Plan to expand our active transportation program and cycling infrastructure. And this is part of that is, you know, of course, raising the buzz around active transportation and cycling. So I fully expect we'll continue with the program in the years to come, and hopefully we'll get more schools that are interested in participating and be able to see those numbers continue to grow.
And once again, do you just want to let us know what else the city has planned for the rest of the month for Bike Month and anything exciting coming up throughout the summer?
Yeah, so again, we've got the scavenger hunt program that's in place for the month of June. We also have the neighborhood rides that are taking place throughout the month of June. We will also have some pop-up tent locations where people can ride their bicycles, and at those locations there'll be a tune-up station so you can get your bicycles tuned up. And again, for more information, people can visit the City of Brantford website and go to the search for the active transportation webpage.
Okay, David, I want to thank you again for taking some time to talk to me about Brantford's Bike Month and all the success that came with Take Your Bike to School Week. It's a very cool thing that the city's doing, and all the best for the rest of the month.
Thank you, Andy, and enjoy your day.